When most people say ghetto, they mean unrefined, low class, cheap, or inferior, especially when it comes to Black people.
At least until it's co-opted by everybody else and suddenly becomes pop culture.
But we're reclaiming ghetto and rejecting white supremacist norms regarding how we're supposed to look, think, or be.
And we aren't waiting for Black ingenuity to be colonized to celebrate it. Absolute means to the largest degree possible, having unlimited power and influence, or simply unrestrained.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Sade. And this is... Well, this is my little sister, Lola. She's about to bring it home for y'all. What this is, Lola?
This is... Absolute Ghetto.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Absolute Ghetto.
Welcome back, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. This is our Valentine's Day Absolute Ghetto edition. We have some special stuff in store.
It's our Valentine's Day special.
That's right. So let's set it up a little bit on what we want to talk about and where we're going.
If you don't know already from our social media, we have prepared a little Valentine's Day quiz, the Absolute Ghetto Valentine's Day quiz for you guys. So we actually want you to take it before you listen to this episode, because we're going to be going through all the questions and giving the answers as we go through them. So if you want to be able to like figure out, you know, your score on the answers and figure out what your outcome is, like this is basically, we're giving you the key right now. So take the quiz before and then come back and listen to this, and we're gonna go through it together. So it should be fun. But we're gonna set up like sort of the reasoning behind why we want to do this little Valentine's Day quiz, and what we want to accomplish with this. Right.
We wanted to talk about love between Black people. You know, best of luck to you people out there dating outside your race. No, we're gonna have to cut that. That's problematic. But yes, we wanted to do something for the Black people in romantic relationships to talk about how we celebrate each other, how we celebrate our culture and our connections to each other, but also how we overcome struggle.
Right. Everyone's heard the term Black love, and the idea behind Black love is it's just beautiful seeing Black people love each other in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of marginalization and discrimination and prejudice and all the things that we go through. Like, just seeing Black people in love, celebrating their love for each other, and all the beauty that comes with that is just really nice. So I think that's why the whole Black love phenomenon, movement, hashtag, social media pages dedicated to it.
Right.
That's why it's so big. But even though we go through struggles externally, what we don't want is to struggle internally too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna have struggles in our relationships. That's gonna be regardless of if it's romantic or any other kind. You know, you're gonna have struggles and things that you butt heads over. But what you don't want is to antagonize each other, right? And you don't want it to become struggle love. So we think there's a difference between struggle love and like having struggles. Struggle love is when your partner is the one that's antagonizing you, not the world. And it's an external versus.
Very different.
It's when they dogging you, they lying to you.
Just being cruel.
They could be not caring about your feelings. They could be, it doesn't even have to be cheating. It's just anything where you're not fully supported and you don't feel like your relationship is a safe space for you to be yourself, your genuine true self. Your relationship should be a safe space for you to be that your genuine true self and embrace everything about yourself. And that's especially true for Black people, you know, and living in a white supremacist society. It's so important that our relationships are a safe space for us to embrace what we call the ghetto, because you know, we're the absolute ghetto over here, so the ghetto is good to us, and we're so we're gonna call the peak, you know, the peak of embracing your Blackness and your genuine true self and your Black culture and all of that, we're calling that the ghetto. So when you're doing that, we're saying that you're ghetto AF, and that's the highest that you can get on this quiz. Right.
And in supporting each other, if you're in relationship with Black people, racism and the byproducts of white supremacy are going to affect them, and so it's important to that idea of not antagonizing your partner not being the one that causes problems. There's a certain awareness and ability to overcome the challenges that come with racism that, like, it kind of has to be an element of your relationship. And so that's not, again, distinguishing between like that whole like ride or die or whatever people are calling it, where it's like your partner is the one who's putting you in danger. It's not that, but more of like a, you guys are in danger by the nature of your blackness and you guys are working together.
And create a safe space for each other, mm-hmm. to be protected from that anxiety.
Exactly.
So we did do some research for this episode because, you know, we always do our research and we didn't just pull these questions out of our ass. Like, so we did some research on how white supremacy actually informs a lot of the relationship models and ideals and norms that have been modeled to us. For example, there's actually a lot of white supremacist origins in terms of modern marriage advice. So we pulled one article, mm-hmm. by Jane Ward on this journalistic publication called The Conversation. And she's laying out some of the white supremacist origins of marriage advice, especially having to do with heterosexual couples and the way they go about building relationships with each other, mm-hmm. and forming like sexual relationships and how the marriage dynamics were. And the original self-help books that were popular in like the 20th century were actually mostly written by proponents of the eugenics movement, which was an extremely racist scientific project that encouraged reproduction amongst white middle class and discouraged it amongst poor people and people of color, right? So these are the people who were writing these books that basically said that men and women fundamentally don't agree with each other and don't like each other, and that women just have to like understand that men are going to be aggressive, mm-hmm. and selfish when it comes to sex, and that women have to bend to that will, things like that. But that's just one example of white supremacist norms informing the way we think about relationships and sex and marriage today. Oh, and these self-help books, they may have started by eugenicists, but these ideas have carried on. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Steve Harvey's Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man.
I'm glad they dragged him. It needed to happen. Drag that man whenever. That was a travesty. But continue. Oh, shout out to Lori Harvey.
Think Like a Man.
Love her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't know her, but love that she's dating.
Shout out to
Lori
Harvey living her life.
Yes.
This book sold over 3 million copies, but Harvey also argued that men and women are fundamentally at odds and that straight couples have to, like, work really hard to be attractive to each other because they're so at odds. And, like, and the men need to be treated like they're king, even if they don't act kingly, is what he said. And so, like, these, like, patriarchal ideals continue to perpetuate themselves through even self-help books that were written in the 2000s. And then there's another book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Oh, Lord.
By John Gray, that sort of perpetuated those same ideas. That was written in the 1990s. So we've seen the same idea, like, just be perpetuated over time. And, you know, while our ideas have evolved some, we can see from these books that they haven't evolved that much in actuality. So we have to be really careful about the media and the self-help that we're consuming, mm-hmm. and determining, like, you know, what's really informing these ideas, and are these based in white supremacy, and are these allowing me the space to be my true, genuine self?
Mm-hmm. It's a mess. So you definitely have to question where a lot of things are coming from and kind of figure out a way to see what actually works for you in resisting, because I think that's the other thing, linking this to another article that talks about the third person. It's a opinion piece, but basically the author of the article says the third person in her relationship is white supremacy. Basically talking about how some of the outcomes, like mass incarceration, people being targeted by the state that happen, end up impacting the dynamics of your relationship. It can put a strain on it. And there actually is another article that talks about the psychological strain that black couples experience because of racism and because of the effects of racism. And so in moving forward, it's essential to not only question like who's giving advice and what the norms are, but like you're going to have to kind of find a way forward. And that's going to take a lot of cooperation. It's going to take a lot of creativity. Like, I would say, I'm bouncing off of Steve Harvey, which is probably not a great idea, but instead of thinking of yourselves, okay, for you straight people, instead of thinking yourself at odds with your partner, thinking of yourself at
odds. What do you mean, you straight people?
Oh, no, I don't share that struggle. But instead of thinking of yourself as being at odds with your partner, thinking of your relationship and your connection and who you are being at odds with the state, at being at odds with white supremacy. And so you need to have tools to overcome that. And so we're about to get into that in the quiz. But yeah, no, there is a lot of obstacles that come. And if you're thinking that, like, and that's why we distinguish between struggle love at the beginning. Like, if you're thinking that, like, you're going to date a black person and racism is just going to magically go away because you want it to, because it's convenient for how you envision a relationship as informed by these white supremacist standards. I hate to break it to you, but that's not the world we live in. Hell, if you date a white person, even if you date outside your race, white supremacy is still going to be playing a role. So, that's not where I'm going either.
But it's about how you deal with it. It's about if you play into it or if you create that space in your relationship to be your authentic selves, because a lot of times in the world, in the real world out there, you can't be. So
I think we set it up.
So before we jump into the quiz, we're going to go ahead and start by listing out the categories that you can get, or I guess the outcomes you can get. So the lowest score you can get is suburban. I'm so sorry to say it. Over here in the absolute ghetto, suburban is the worst.
Yeah, we don't do that over here.
Yeah, we don't do suburban over here. So if you get suburban, that means your relationship is very low in support when it comes to embracing blackness and black culture. Y'all are stuck in suburbia, and we suggest you educate yourself on how white supremacist norms and ideals affect relationships and identify ways that your relationship may succumb to these harmful ideals.
So our second category is low-key ghetto. And so in this category, it seems like you and your partner are learning to embrace your blackness, which is super cool, but a little extra reading and engagement never hurts. And so there's some sources. Of course, you could start with the show notes, or there's a whole bunch of articles that we've linked throughout this podcast so far. So you're on the way, not in the best place you could be, but you're going.
The third level you can get is mad ghetto. That means your relationship has a good amount of support when it comes to embracing blackness and black culture. However, y'all can go a little further. Y'all are living ghetto adjacent, but you might as well come all the way over. And that leads us to the last category,
which is absolutely ghetto as fuck. Where exactly where you want to be. You and your partner do an exceptional job of embracing blackness and supporting each other in that. It's ghetto as fuck, and we're here for it. Keep doing a great job rejecting white supremacist norms, being your authentic selves, and loving each other through it all. We'd love to see it.
Yay! How feel good.
Yes, it's not all doom and gloom over here. Our relationships can be productive, but they can't be delusional.
Okay, so let's get right into the quiz. So if you took the quiz already, you already know that we cut up on some of these questions. Please don't drag us. We're just trying to have fun. It's all a joke, okay?
With
just
a little bit. I mean, if you feel dragged by it, maybe you should. No, let me stop.
You probably should. All right. Question one. You're having brunch at True Kitchen, and your partner gets up and starts twerking after their fifth mimosa. What do you do?
I hope y'all are ready for this, because we literally did a whole episode.
Yeah, you probably should listen to the True Kitchen episode. If you didn't, go listen to it. But yeah, so A is watch them and smile, cheer them on. B is get up and start twerking and dancing with them. C is tell them to sit their ass down because this ain't a strip club. And D is quickly pay the bill and drag them out in utter embarrassment. So go check your answer.
So if you selected quickly pay the bill and drag your partner out of the restaurant in utter embarrassment, you wrong. You dead wrong. That's wrong answer.
That's very suburban of you.
We hate to see it. 1 point. That's all we could do for you. So if you said C, tell them to sit their ass down because this ain't a strip club, that's a 2. It's not the absolute worst. You know, it's low-key ghetto. Like, you at least you didn't make it terrible. Yeah, you could do better.
You are sort of, you're playing into respectability politics a little bit there, but at least you didn't
drag them out
by their ears, which is, you know, that's actually domestic violence.
We're not here for that on this show. If you selected A, just watch them and smile, cheer them on, that's a nice answer. It's a nice response. We give you 3 points for that. You know.
Very cute.
Yeah, you're affirming them. Maybe you're not feeling it all the way, so you can't get up there with them. We're not mad at you for it. But if you wanted to be better, you could choose B, which is the full, the right answer. No, let me not say the right answer, but where you get full points, which is to get up and start twerking and dancing with them. If it were me personally, I do not know how to twerk unless I'm really, really drunk. So I'll get up there and gyrate with you, give you something. Probably won't be twerking.
You said gyrate?
But...
What? I don't think gyrating is good.
Is it not?
I don't get good images when I imagine gyrating. I just imagine creepy men on the subway.
I can't. Oh.
But you know what? It's okay.
But yeah, so hopefully you got it right. So we're getting started. If not, you can get back on, get back on track. And so we're going to move to the next question.
Question number two is, you and your partner are filming a YouTube video where you hop on the trend of trying Nigerian food for the first time, namely fufu and egusi stew. Your partner didn't really enjoy the egusi stew and calls it dog food on camera. How do you respond? Shout out to Aaliyah J for the inspiration for this question. Aaliyah J, you wrong. Anyways.
So reflect, take your time before you respond. And we are judging you. No, let me stop.
If you don't know, this question is inspired by an incident, because we actually did do a lot of questions inspired by actual like Black culture, Black Twitter incidents, whatever. So, of course, True Kitchen, you know where that came from. If you don't, you live under a rock. But this one you may not have heard of. Aaliyah J, who is a YouTuber, a beauty YouTuber, did do a video where this situation happened with her and her boyfriend. And I'll tell you which answer was the one that she chose once I get to it.
Wait, quick pause. I just thought of something that might be a good idea. Since you wrote half the question, I wrote half the questions. I don't know exactly what the right answer is. Why don't we like quiz each other? Like on the questions we didn't write. Like we have the person who didn't write it answer it.
Oh, you're right. Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, so, just thought of that just now.
The answers you could have picked are A, upload the video, and when people start criticizing you for perpetuating negative and racist stigmas about African culture and food, apologize sincerely, acknowledge your partner's fault without gaslighting critics, and commit to doing better. Okay, that sounds cute. So B is upload the video, and when people start criticizing you for perpetuating these racist stigmas, you give a half-assed non-apology for perpetuating the trend, not for what was said, and claim you never called it dog food without acknowledging that your partner did, and that's why people are upset. C, you explain to them why it's wildly disrespectful to liken African cultural foods to dog foods and edit that part out before uploading the video, where you both express your honest opinion on the food without using disrespectful language. And D is you explain to them why it's wildly disrespectful and upload the video uncut to give viewers an opportunity to witness a teachable moment. So B is what Aaliyah J had chose. She had chose to give a half-assed non-apology for participating in the trend and not for what was said. But so clearly that's not the right answer. What would your answer be, Malcolm?
Okay. So I'm liking A.
You're liking A.
Wait, let me make sure. Yeah, okay. So maybe you didn't know, but you apologize. Okay, yeah, it's cute. And then D is I like the teachable moment. That's real cute. It's a bit like like self-critical. Self-reflection is really important for growth. So I'm gonna go with D.
You going with D?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and give the key. If you chose B, then you get 1. That's suburban. That's the worst answer. If you chose A, then you get 2 points. So a little bit better. If you chose D, then you get 3 points. And if you chose four. If you chose C, then you get 4 points.
Oh, I was off.
So I actually had the best answer as being explain to them why it's disrespectful and then edit that part out.
Gotta see it. That's true. I get it. I fucked up.
That a little bit. Did you forget that was there? Or you liked the teachable moment more?
I liked the teachable moment. The teachable moment was real cute to me. I love the teachable. I love accountability.
I put that in there to trick them because honestly, I just feel like there's already enough anti-blackness in the world. So like, if you can just eliminate,
be on camera. Yeah,
exactly. Like have that moment in your home, in your relationship, and don't even bring it to the world to see you calling it dog food. Like just have that moment between y'all. That's what I would do, you know? So I put that as the ghetto as fuck answer. If you did too, then congratulations. Make sure you're keeping score because at the end you need to make sure you keep your tally so you can know which one you fall under. So let's move on to question 3. You want to read that one?
Yeah. You're dark skin. and your partner is quite light-skinned or white. Oh, let me stop. In actuality, ancestry tests reveal, that they have 1/4 black ancestry. As a musician, your partner records and uploads a preview to a new song with the lyrics, yellow bone, that's what he, she, they want. What do you do? All right, so there's a lot going on already in this question.
Yeah, if you don't know, this is inspired by DaBaby and Miss Dani Lay. Look that up if you don't know about that incident. We had to drag some people. We had to. Sorry.
You know, just a little mess. Just a little mess for your health.
Right.
We got some nice colorism, but let's see what's going on with these choices. So comment yellow emojis under their posts. You should support your light-skinned baddie. So I'm feeling like that's the wrong answer. But then delete the comment when you see it badly. Yeah, it's definitely the wrong answer. I mean, if you don't post it, it's there. Come for addressing backlash saying, what's wrong with light-skinned people making a song about loving their skin tone? All skin tones do it without acknowledging the concerns about colorism. I'm seeing this trend of bad apologies. We love a trend. We love themes. They didn't upload the video. Oh, see, they didn't upload the video. You told them it wouldn't be received well due to their relatively small black ancestry and the fact that mothers and fathers of your kids have darker skin tones. Okay, that's a good answer. D, they didn't upload the video because you explained to them that the song may be received negatively due to the historical context of colorism towards darker skin. They decided to go back to the drawing board with the song lyrics. If only that's what actually happened. I'm gonna go with answer choice D.
You gonna go with D?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, so if you chose B, that's one. So that's actually not what DaBaby did. I made one that was even worse. So he actually didn't come forward saying, what's wrong with light-skinned people, blah, 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 blah. Dani did do that, though. But DaBaby didn't do it. So, you know, I won't put that on him. So that's the worst answer. Now, if you said A, comment yellow emojis and then delete it when you see the backlash, but don't even address anything, then you get a 2. You're still trifling, but, you know, okay, like, whatever. If you chose C, then you get 3 because you told them it wouldn't be received well because, oh, like, they're not that, they don't have that much black in them. And also, like, you have kids who have mothers who have darker skin. It's more about, you made it about you guys. You made it about your careers, the way people were going to look at you. So it's like you were concerned about the way it would be received, but it was very self-centered, you know? So that's why I gave that a 3. And I made the most ghetto answer being that they didn't upload the video because you explained to them the context about colorism. So that's D. If you chose D, congratulations. Do better otherwise.
I did. I redeemed myself. I got the points that time. All right.
You did get the point.
We gonna move. Right.
Oh, wait. I'm not keeping my score either, but I already know that I'm going to get...
Oh, look at you. Okay. No, go off. You better not get my questions wrong. Right. Oh, I like this question.
All right.
You read it.
Yeah. In bed, you refer to your partner's private parts as A, the word for a male rooster, / the word for swiping something from someone's hands quickly. We don't use vulgar words like that on our podcast, so...
Yeah, no, none of that.
Please Google. Anyways, so B is the nicknames for white people named Richard, or the nickname for a pretty cat. That's B. You know what those are. C is the scientifically correct names for the genitals. You know those are too. And D is we have fun, creative nicknames for them that we made up ourselves. Tongue face emoji.
Okay. All right now. So the scientifically correct names is boring to me. I don't like that answer. It's not problematic or anything. I just don't like it.
But also, who does that, right? It's kind of weird.
The penis. Are we not supposed to be saying those words?
Oh. I mean, you can say whatever you want. No, I didn't want it to just be listed out on the quiz, like, yeah, all true. Nasty sitting there, looking weird.
Yeah. the word for male rooster. See, I didn't know about the second part. I didn't know that was that. Don't like that either, if it's what I think. Oh, yeah, nope. I like B. D is cute, too.
You like D?
I like B and D. A is out. A is completely out.
Oh, okay.
Flashbacks. All right, my God. So... No. No to A. So I'm gonna go.
He said flashbacks.
Listen, another time. I'm gonna select B.
C. So if you chose A, then you get a 1 because that's white people shit and we don't do that here. Very suburban of you.
Don't ever do that.
If you chose C, then you get a 2 because that's kind of weird, but I mean, I'm not faulting you. I guess it's scientific or whatever. If you said B, then you get a 3 because that's normal. Like, what's normal, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, this is just for fun. If you put D, you get all the points. You get 4 because I just feel like that's fun and creative. And, you know.
Creativity, innovation.
Yeah. Black creativity, black ingenuity.
Also, it'd be amazing, too. It'd be something to look at. Like, it needs a special name. I should have got that right. My bad.
That, too. Listen. You be looking at it like, oh, my God. And you're like, it needs. Mm-mm. It just. This is not just a dick. This is Dr.
I can't. Not doctor. You're up there, Aretha Franklin, Dr. Feelgood. I can't.
This dick got a PhD.
I cannot. See it. So you gotta. You.
Anyways.
She had a flashback. She's getting herself together. We're gonna come back.
All right, let's move on from that question. We hope you guys like that one.
So.
All right, question number 5.
You and your partner get drunk. Oh, Lord. You and your party get drunk at a pool party and get in an argument in the car. Your partner gets frustrated and decides to walk home. While they walk home from the car, you, A, tell them to get their ass back in the car because it's dangerous. If they refuse, you follow them slowly in the car to ensure they're safe until they calm down. Okay? Follow them on foot to keep arguing. The fuck? You weren't done making your point. Okay, this person's kind of aggressive. Escalate it. C, shoot at their feet so they can't go nowhere. Okay.
Ooh.
And then D, tell them to get back in the car. If they refuse, drive off. They're tripping and you're not gonna force them. You'll see them at home. So there is quite a bit going on in this question. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You already know who inspired this question.
Listen, it's a fuck. Do we say his name on this podcast?
No, we don't.
Google it if you need to. Stream Megan Thee Stallion. She put out a project not too long ago. Yeah, good for Megan. So I think I'm gonna go with A.
And you're right. That's 4.
Hey, that's 4 points. It's the safety because you care.
Mm-hmm. It's about love over here. Right, it's about love. It's about safe spaces to have your little fits, but you don't want your partner to be unsafe. So, so I put that as 4. That's like the best answer to me. Now, for B, that will be 3 points because, wait.
B? You meant D?
Yeah, actually it is. Actually, I put B being 3 points.
Why did you do that? Wait, explain that.
Because I put 2 as you drive off. At least if it was B,
then you're like,
I still got something to say. And you got out the car and you started walking with them, like, blah, 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 like, still yelling at them, whatever. Like, you know, for D, it's like, you got fed up and you drove off in the middle of the night after y'all was drunk at a pool party.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And obviously, if you chose C, please get some help immediately.
Like,
that's very suburban.
Abolish prisons, but y'all niggas gotta go somewhere. If you chose C, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere. Another episode. Next question.
Okay.
So, it's the day of the United States presidential election. You and your partner are American citizens with the ability to vote.
Mm.
You decide to vote, but your partner refuses, claiming all the choices are awful. What do you do? The choices are A, go vote and let them be. It is what it is.
All right.
You'd rather not argue about it. B is, after they explain why they're not voting, you decide not to vote either. You don't want them to think that you're complicit in a broken system. C is, tell them if they don't vote, it's going to be an issue and or you're leaving them. You can't respect someone who would disrespect the ultimate sacrifices made by activists so that everyone has a right to vote.
Ooh.
Or D, you try to come to an understanding about your conflicting ideologies regarding the meaning and purpose of voting while still making your own decisions.
Okay.
So what would you pick, Malcolm?
You got a lot going on here. I love the answer choices. You did a good job. I'm going to go with D because that's the right answer. But... It's important. It's important for us to have critical conversations and to think is why I'm picking that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought Because I've seen these, like these answer choices. I've seen literally like people tweet this out or heard people say it when I was in class or I was just talking to people. So go ahead and break it down. Tell me I'm right.
Key, if you chose C, then you get 1 point. Because personally, we feel like it's a problem to, without even trying to understand your partner, just to reject their ideals outright and say that it's going to be an issue or you're leaving them, which is like even worse. I'm really leaning more towards the leaving them aspect of that question, because you say you can't respect someone who would disrespect the ultimate sacrifices made by activists. But a lot of people have valid reasons why, despite these sacrifices, they still don't want to participate in the whole voting system and the democratic process in the U.S. especially. The U.S. has committed so many war crimes, has participated in the destruction of so many innocent people and communities across the world. That aside, the choices themselves often come with a lot of baggage too, and their pasts are really shady or shiesty, or a lot of politicians are really deceitful. So there's reasons why you should definitely talk to your partner and try to come to an understanding about like why you guys feel the way you feel. And it shouldn't just be like the outright rejection.
You know, you wrote this question, but I want to chime in a little bit, because I feel like that answer choice is like gaslighting to a certain degree too, because I feel like it's a bit reductive to say they died for the right to vote. They died for political power. Well, first of all, not everyone agreed with voting, even back in the day. This is not by any means a new conversation. Look it up. Look up Du Bois. Look up a bunch of people. But that part, Malcolm X, all the other people that y'all stand. The other part of it is that they were trying to get political power to affect real change and have Black liberation. If you voting isn't going to facilitate Black liberation, which is a question, like that's what you should talk about. But if you're acting like that's not a real question, that's not a real conversation to have, I feel like you're rejecting Black history and you're rejecting the material realities of Black people. So it's like you're creating a false narrative and being self-righteous about it. So that's, I wanted to throw that out there. But let's move on. It's your question.
No. That's extremely true. That's a great point. Okay, so if you chose B, then you get 2. So that means you decide not to vote either. And because you don't want them to think you're complicit. You see, that's better than rejecting them and or like leaving them. Also, just like folding. I feel like it's kind of just folding to your partner's desires and wishes. I think it's important that regardless of your conflicting ideals, that you maintain individuality. And if in your conversation, like your mind does change, that's one thing. But it's another thing for the reason you wanting to change is because you are worried about what they're going to think of you. It needs to be a personal decision. That's why I put that as 2. So I put A as 3, go vote and let them be, because you don't want to argue about it. That's just a neutral answer, honestly. That's what a lot of couples do. A lot of couples have different ideas about voting. One of them goes votes, one of them doesn't. They don't really talk about it that much, and they move on with their lives. You know, regular answer. But the ghetto as fuck answer is, of course, try to come to an understanding about your conflicting ideologies regarding the meaning of and purpose of voting and still make your own decisions. That's just the best answer to me, because that means that you guys had a conversation about it, y'all are growing together, y'all are understanding more about each other, and it's facilitating you guys having a stronger bond, but it's maintaining your individuality. So that's just like the best answer to me,
and it's allowing the chance to learn something new too. We still trying to figure out what the right answer is, so I love that answer. I love that you came up with that.
Thanks. Okay, so ooh, I like this one. 7.
This is fun. Okay,
lol. So y'all's car got a flat, so you're on the side of the road waiting for AAA. The song Throat Baby by BRS Cash comes on. What do you do? A, your partner starts singing, but you put in your headphones. You don't like it. You don't like that song. B, start giving them head halfway through the song. Fuck it. AAA said they wouldn't be here for another 30 minutes. C, you and your partner belt out the song together. It's catchy as fuck. D, what the hell is a throat baby?
I like that answer. you put one for the church mothers, for the grandmothers. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I got it all there. So if you put D, what the hell's a throat baby, I'm sorry, but you got a 1, because every Black person in America knows what this song is right now. I mean, like, honestly, like that just means that you're not culturally in tune. So I have to dox you for that reason. I'm sorry.
Or you're old. Are you old? Shout out to the old people. No, yeah. So there's some fun answers here. Hold on, let me think about this. So, okay, I don't like A. A is boring. Okay, I'm gonna have to go with. I'm gonna have to go with B. I'm sorry, I have to go with B.
You got Listen, I'm so sorry about it, but I'm going to have to go with B as well. Because you have to live a little.
Listen.
You're out here.
You can't play no song like Throat Baby and think we about to just chill out.
Exactly. About to just chill out. Listen, wait. I saw this tweet that was like, I done played Throat Baby 6 times and she's still sitting on the edge of the bed. Let me call her Uber.
I can't with you. I can't with these people. No, they didn't say that. Oh my god.
He said, let me go ahead and call her Uber because clearly it's not happening tonight.
Not the edge of the bed. I'm sorry, the visual, the whole visual is doing a lot for me. Sitting there with her close to, he talking about some, take off your outside clothes. I don't like outside right. clothes on my bed. Like,
you know you can get comfortable.
Oh my god.
Okay, so if you chose A, then you get 2 points because, you know, it's fine if you don't like it. Yeah. You know, I don't understand it's because it's catchy as fuck, but whatever. Now, if you chose C, then you get 3 points because, yeah, like y'all getting it together, y'all enjoying a nice moment together.
That's cute.
Yes, y'all just got a flat, but you're just going to enjoy the song together because mm-hmm. it's catchy. And, you know, just for fun, if you put B, then you get the full 4 points because that means that you're spontaneous. You are creative. I don't know.
Not spontaneous.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm here for the mess. I'm here for the drama.
Listen.
So, yeah.
And your partner got to be,
I'm
gonna too.
Give y'all that one.
We having a good time. Listen.
Exactly. Y'all got to be with the shits together. So, yeah, that's that question. So, we're on to some more of Malcolm's questions.
Okay. This question says, it's question number 8. It says, your partner tells you that they have been experiencing racism at their job. Do you, A, gaslight them, B, help them craft a letter to HR, C, support them in finding a job with a more conducive work environment, or D, advise them that they got to play the game to get to the top?
I am going to...
Don't be cheating.
I'm going to go with C.
Okay. To go in order, A is 1. If you gaslight your partner, that's psychologically manipulative. And also, it's not productive either for the situation that they're in. So
very white manly of you.
Yeah, suburban as fuck. We don't fuck with it. The 2-point answer is answer choice D. Advise them that they got to play the game. So people could do what they want to do, but I feel like it's when your partner is trying to get support from you and they're trying to find a way forward. I think it's a lie to tell them that they have to stay in that situation, that this is just the way it is. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful and it's not true. There's something you can do. And so that gets into one of the things you could do. So that's our 3-point, which is craft a letter to HR. A good letter to HR can get some people together. You know, it's not a bad choice. Thought it was cute. And then we have Sade got it right. Let's get you the fuck up out of here. Because you don't got to deal with this
right.
shit.
I'm just thinking, if there's racism, like, I'd rather just leave.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't... Yeah, we can move.
If you can leave, you should leave.
Right.
Any racist environment. And your partner should support you in leaving that environment, I believe.
Right. And that gets into, like, this whole dynamic. Like, let's say you making good money. And it's like, okay, let's cut our income. Like, you could quit your job right now. And I'll support you in finding the other one or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, that's like sometimes like creative. Like some people be like, oh, everyone needs to have it together financially in a relationship. And it's helpful when people have it together financially. But we deal with things like racism. And so sometimes you got to be creative in how you move forward. And so I feel like that answer, that's why I chose it as the maximum, is that like it's giving that space where it's like, we're going to work together to get you to a place where you're in a better headspace. Because that's what I care about. Because I care about you. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Number 9. So your partner tells you that they are a practitioner in an African traditional religion. Do you, A, tell them to stop worshiping the devil, B, tell them that voodoo is evil magic, C, engage with them and find out how their work may complement your own spiritual beliefs practices, D, affirm them in their practice?
Now, I'm going to go with C because I'm spiritual myself, so I'm always want to learn from my partner. I would want to learn from my partner if I had one.
Listen, that's we okay. gonna manifest. We gonna manifest and normalize.
Okay, I gotta. I'm gonna get it back. Okay, so
I'm not about to play with you. Oh my god! Listen, we're manifesting.
Yo, I'm just. I'm just kidding. No, I would want to learn from my partner about how we can merge our spiritual practices or learn from each other and strengthen our spirituality together. Like, that sounds so ideal to me. So I'm going with C.
Love it. Love it. So that is the right answer. I'm not even going to play with you. Can you guess which one is the wrong answer? Which one is the 1 point?
Let's see. 1 point. It's going to be either A or B. I'm going to go with it. It's probably A, right?
Yeah. I just... Yeah, I hate that shit.
Because, I mean, you say it's the devil, and it's like, who said anything about the devil? No one even said anything about the devil.
Listen, I feel like evil magic is also terrible, but it's like, at least, like, maybe it could be good sometimes, but, like, oh my god. Like, how are we gonna call our own practices the devil? Colonize as fuck. That's, no. Suburban as fuck, too.
Yeah, that's suburban.
Which is the same as colonize. Anyways. So, two is voodoo, is evil. Uh-huh. And then three is affirm them in their practice. I thought that was a cute answer. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, kind of like, that's cool. Yeah. Love that for you.
Yeah, that's still, what's the third one? That one's ghetto.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's like super ghetto. That's mad ghetto.
Yeah. Like, we not that's mad ghetto. Out here disrupting our partner's spiritual journeys, but like, we're not like trying to do it with them. Yeah, I guess. But yes, the right answer to me was C. So you got it right, Frey.
Got it. Question number 10. So question number 10 is, your partner is organizing an action to pressure the local government into defunding the police. Do you, A, tell them that voting is the most important action and to stop causing trouble? B, criticize their use of the phrase defunding the police because it's offensive to centrist Democrats? C, use your own skill set to aid in the action? Or D, tell your partner you support them? I would say C.
Okay.
Help them.
So let's break it down. Why you picked that one over the other ones?
Well, I feel like, okay, so A is saying that voting is the most important action and stop causing trouble. Well, voting is so limited. There's only so much you can accomplish with voting, even though it is important to some people. But to imply that, you know, to stop causing trouble, activism and pushing progressive ideals isn't causing trouble. It's radical action, and it's helping to push the envelope and hopefully create a better world for ourselves and our future generations. So I don't agree with that for sure. And then criticize the use of defunding the police because it's offensive to centrist Democrats. I don't agree with that either because, well, I understand there's some debate around like what defunding the police even means. But even to me, it doesn't mean completely dissolving the police, even though I would like the police to be dissolved because F the police. But anyways, it doesn't even mean completely dissolving the police. It means that we're going to reduce their resources and their massive funding because clearly they're abusing it. And there's so many more ways we could be using that money that could actually benefit communities and improve the environments and communities that police simply cannot do. So that's what defunding the police means to me. It means redirecting resources, honestly. So, and then telling you that you support them, that's fine. But it's even better that, like, because I agree with their cause, like, I would want to use my skill set to help them to defund the police and redirect some of those resources to things that could better serve the community. So that's what I'm going with.
All right, now. So that was the right answer again. Good job. So, yeah.
Wow, I'm so smart.
So our one is going to be tell them that voting is the most important action. Just know. We're not saying don't vote. Like, do your own reading. Come to your own decision. Like Sade said in the other question. But like, yeah, no, the idea that like it's the only thing that you should be doing. No. They're not informed. They don't have political education if they said that. And then criticize the use. That was a two. Like, yeah, no. It's the main part that like was the clue for me was the offensive to centrist Democrats. Fuck centrist Democrats. We are not trying to join with people that think that like some vestiges of white supremacy is okay. Like that's not, if you think that that's okay in our relationship, what we gonna do? Yeah. So right. Three, supporting them. That's cute. You know, it's fine. But yes, we want to see some action, which is what Sade said. So love that. All right. We on 11. So you find out your partner supported an initiative at their job that antagonized Black people living in poverty. Do you, A, criticize their actions and help them figure out how to rectify the issue and rejoin the community? B, break up with them? C, tell them those people are poor because they're lazy and you shouldn't feel guilty? D, say nothing. It's not your business what they do in their job.
Damn, you worded these questions so, like, you made them so hard. Why would anyone choose this? like, tell them those poor people are poor because they're lazy and you shouldn't feel guilty. Why would anyone say that?
Anyway, listen.
I'm kidding.
Twitter, a mess. And specifically LLC Twitter, a mess. On. That's where I got that from.
Hold on. I would just say, criticize their actions and help them figure out how to rectify the issue and rejoin the community. Yeah?
We're not breaking up with them? That's the right answer. I'm joking.
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay. He said, no, it's not. Oh my goodness.
I mean, you always could, but it's like, you know, then you let the white man win. Just kidding.
I'm dead. So, yes, A was the correct answer. It's like, we gonna get each other together. Sometimes we fuck up, but like, because we love each other, we try to figure it out. Three was break up, because, you know, if it's way out of bounds and you just can't do nothing about it, I don't think there's anything wrong with leaving. Mm-hmm. And then one, you can guess what one is. One is telling them they're poor people are poor because they're lazy. Like, you stupid at that point. Like, you don't read. So I don't, yeah. You've been absorbing that capitalistic propaganda too much. Do better. And then saying nothing, that's a two. Like, it is your business. You know what I mean? Like, because that shit going to come around to you anyways. So, yeah, I don't know what that means. All right.
So, question number 12. Your partner asserts that African-American culture is a distinct culture. Do you, A, affirm them and make an effort to respect and learn more about their culture, B, debate the merits of their culture, C, assert that your culture is better and they could learn from you, or D, ask them why they don't know what country in Africa they are from? Okay, so what if y'all are both African-American?
Oh, I would hope that both of y'all think it's a culture, but that's not necessarily true.
Well, I would just say A.
Mm-hmm. So, one is C. That's gonna be one. D is two, and that's motivated by, like, this. I got that from Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, someone was like, African Americans never say what country in Africa they're from. Like, okay, moving on. the slave trade didn't happen. History didn't happen. Anyways, which is part of why they don't think it's a culture. And then three is debate the merits of the culture. That's problematic, but at least, like, you're trying to come to an understanding, but you're being a bit of an ass. And then, yeah, four is affirm and try to understand. Sometimes I think that's the thing. This question, I think I could have worded it a bit better, but, like, what I was trying to get at is, like, the nuances of the diaspora. And that sometimes we all got to take a step back and recognize some of the distinctions in our culture. And, like, at the end, we still got to come back together. But, like, we're not in the business. I don't think it's a good idea to erase the contributions of someone's people when it comes to the struggle for Black liberation. So that's what I was trying to get at. But yeah.
I totally get it. All right. So question 13. Your partner is getting ready for the day and they run out of edge control. They run out of the edge control they use to slick back their bun every day. You don't have time to run to the store. So what do you do? A, run to the tool closet and grab the Gorilla Glue. The edges must be laid by any means necessary. Shout out to Miss Gorilla Glue. Congratulations on getting that glue out your
hair. We're really happy to hear you got it out. But that was dumb as fuck. I'm sorry. I have to say it on the podcast. But I'm really glad you recovered.
You said that was dumb. Listen, I'm sorry, but that's the stupidest shit I've seen in a minute. That was so stupid.
We're really glad you got it out, though. We really are.
We glad you got it out. Genuinely. Because she did it on purpose, y'all. We're not hating. Like, she did it on purpose. She said it out of her own mouth. She knew. She didn't confuse it with Gorilla Snot. She knew it was Gorilla Glue. She knew it was industrial strength glue. She thought she could wash it out. And she is 40. I'm sorry, but that is stupid. Now, moving on to the next question. I think we already know what got one here. But B is pick out a nice scarf or a headband for them to cover their edges until they can get more edge control from a store. That's cute. That's sweet. That's nice. Encourage them to rock their natural coils and let them know their hair is beautiful without manipulation. Ooh, okay. I'm liking that one. And offer to put, like, I didn't write, like, we didn't just write. offer to put in two braids so it looks nice and neat for work, which is really nice.
Oh, you switched it up. So, I guess I'll answer this. I didn't see the final changes you made to it. Okay. So we know what the one is, okay? But, like, I'm not sure what the two and the three.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know you already know what the...
Yeah, so I'm going to go. So my answer is going to be encouraging to rock the natural hair. We don't got to do all that texture, you know, wash and goes and twist outs and all that stuff. Like, it could be an afro. It could be whatever. Like, it's beautiful. Black hair is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we love that for our partners. We want our partners to feel good. Like, they don't have to like do all this extra stuff to be worthy of going outside the house or being worthy of admiration, because their hair is beautiful. They are beautiful. Okay, let me try to, so put them in two braids. That's cute. I don't think that's messed up. Or pick out a scarf. I have done both these things. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. I have to have you break it down.
Obviously, if you put C, then you got ghetto as fuck. That's the 4 points. If you put A, that's the one, of course. If you put B, that's 2 points. So that's the pick out the nice scarf until they can get more edge control from the store. You see, that was really the key there for me. When I put so they can get, until they can get more
edge control from the store. Oh, like,
okay, just cover up your edges until you can lay them out down nice again, you know? There's no real pushback against the narrative that your hair needs to be slicked to look presentable, right? So that's why I put that as 2. And then for D, I put that as 3 points. Offer to put in 2 braids, looks nice and neat for work. Because, you know, braids are a traditional African American or black hairstyle anyway. Just putting your hair in some braids is very common in our communities. So, you know, it's not far fetched to just go ahead and do that anyway. And it will lay your hair down. It'll tame any curly frizzies that you're worried about. And it's not the same as being like, oh, rock your natural curls. Like, that's, you know, the ghetto as fuck answers. All of those are like above and beyond. Like, sometimes it's like scary for people to rock their natural curls at work, because the work environment may not be very accepting of their hair or whatever it may be. So maybe in some situations you don't do that, but like, that would be the ideal, just to like reaffirm their beauty and just like encourage them to wear their hair out sometimes and not worry so much about it being slicked back and tamed or whatever. But going out of your way to put your partner's hair in some nice braids so it looks so they feel nice and presentable for work, I think that's a sweet gesture regardless. So even though it's not like the best answer, it's not a bad answer, you know? So.
Okay, I get it. All right.
That's the answers.
I fucks with it. Okay.
All right, so now to our Valentine's Day questions, the finale.
Here we go.
Yes.
All right.
I'm excited. Malcolm and I wrote these together, so.
Yeah, we just gonna try to answer honestly. All right, so for number 14, it's Valentine's Day, a day that's important to your partner. However, last week, your white peers all got promoted at work despite the fact that you deliver the same quality of work that they do. And you've been at the company longer, so they have you fucked up, all the way fucked up. You feel like you're the victim of anti-black discrimination, so you've been feeling emotionally distressed. What do you do? So the first choice, A, is you communicate with your partner about your emotional state, but still take them out because you know it's important to them. Okay, cute. You and your partner communicate about your respective emotional states so you know how best to support each other on this day. You make an effort together to make the day special. C, you explain to your partner that Valentine's Day is a consumerist ploy created by the same white men that refuse to promote you. Therefore, you will not be celebrating as a unit this year as an act of defiance. Black power, y'all. All right, D. Tell your partner that instead of worrying about trivial things like going on a date and getting gifts today, they should give you your alone time to process your emotions. All right, we got some nice emotional manipulation in some of these answer choices. I'm gonna go high key. I might have done A, to be honest.
A? Wait, hold on. If you were the one who didn't get promoted?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I might have done A, but I know that like B, it's another level of communication. It's trusting. It's trusting more that your partner's gonna understand and you guys can figure it out together. But like, I just feel like I wouldn't have wanted to ruin how I viewed ruining the night, because I'm going through it, which is not being fair to myself. But that, if I'm being honest, I feel like that might have been what I picked.
True. I understand that. I think I would have gone with B. But that's also because, maybe because, like, when it comes to, like, Valentine's Day and things like that, it's like, if I have a boyfriend, like, I'm going to do something special for him. It's going to feel like a collaborative effort to make the day special regardless, because it's like he should be doing nice things for me, too. Like, he should be making the day special for me, too. Mm. So it's like, we have to talk together to figure out how we're both going to make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Come together. Yeah, it's like even though we may not be on the same page emotionally right now. We're both trying to make this day special for each other. So, like, I'm probably going to go immediately to that collaborative, like, sort of vibe. So, that's my answer.
Love it.
And that's what we put as the best answer. We put, and Malcolm knew that, but he was just trying to be super honest. So, we put B as being the ghetto as fuck answer. So, yeah, being collaborative, communicating, that's the best answer to us. Now, we put A as 3. That's the mad ghetto. Now, it's great for you to communicate to your partner about your emotional state and just and still take them out because, you know, the day is important to them. But it would just be even better for it to be like a kind of a collaborative effort for your partner to meet you in the middle too, your partner to understand why you're not feeling so great too. And so you guys can make this a day special together rather than like them maybe overextending themselves to like accommodate to your wants and your needs rather than you helping them out too. So that's what we put that as 3. Then we put D as 2. I mean, you telling your partner that, you know, they shouldn't worry about trivial things like that and they should give you alone time when you know that this is an important day to them. You know, like, it's like we're just saying you have to take care of yourself. Yeah, that's pretty inconsiderate. Yeah. And then C is the suburban answer. That's the worst answer because even though we try to trick y'all because, you know, we try to make it all about, oh, the white man created this holiday and black power. But the thing is, if a day is important to somebody and that was a part of their life growing up, then it's important to them. And that's what they, and if they want to celebrate it, they want to celebrate it. So you shouldn't try to gaslight them. And, you know, they want to celebrate this day and you're just manipulating them because you're feeling sad about you not getting promoted. And that's manipulation. Mm-hmm. That's suburban.
Right. Like, it's another thing. If y'all talked about it and you agreed, like, you were like, kind of like that voting question where it's like, you know what? Actually, we both don't want to vote. We both are going to choose not to to engage with this holiday. And that's cool. But like for you to just unilaterally like make this decision and like completely without the consent or consideration of your partner, that's no. That's not what we do with us trying to work through these systems. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So question 15.
Is Valentine's Day and your partner isn't in the mood to have sex? What do you do? Malcolm and I was struggling over this question because we was like, damn, on Valentine's Day though? Even though we wrote it though. But anyways, so A.
Like, damn, what happened?
A, keep asking throughout the night and demand them to explain what's wrong. So harass them basically. B, affirm them and invite them to open up to you about why if they would like to. C, tell them it's fine and give them their space even though you're disappointed. And D, berate them for ruining Valentine's Day. So, what's your answer, Malcolm?
You know what? Between A and B, because I feel like I would say you can open up whenever you want to and like give them space or ask if they wanted space too, but like also
you
like...
You mean B and C?
What is it? Oh, B and C. My bad. B and C. Which is like leaving them alone. So they can have time to like, you know, deal with whatever it is that they're dealing with or like being like, I'm here for you whenever you feel like talking about it. I feel like I would say that, but also like my feelings would be a little hurt because I would feel rejected. Like I would feel like they're not into me on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's because it's Valentine's Day. Right. It's like, damn, on Valentine's Day, like,
you know, fucking with me.
Yeah.
I don't, my feelings would be hurt.
Especially if y'all just came home from like a nice date.
Right. My feelings would be hurt.
That's why I said Valentine's Day, because I knew it would be a hard question.
I would do, I'm going to say B, but like I'm putting a caveat on it. Like my feelings would still be hurt. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, I would say B too, but it's like it would turn to C if I affirmed them, invited them to open up and they was like shutting down on me. Like I would feel so rejected after that. So I would probably go to C. You know, so like, and then I might go to D. No. Stop. Because what's wrong with you? No.
I can't.
But only if they won't open up. Like, why don't you at least tell me what's wrong? But I'm just, but no, B is going to be the first choice.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you keep being trifling, I don't know.
You said, then I'm going to go to D. Because what the fuck are you doing? That took me out. I wasn't ready for that. You know, I think. We wrote the question, but like I feel like it really is challenging sometimes with all of these dynamics going on. Like niggas be going through shit sometimes, and like sometimes people just like there's so many reasons. Sometimes you can't even explain what's wrong with you, and that's really really hard for me sometimes. Where it's like To me, I want to do whatever I can to make my partner feel better. And it's like, sometimes it's like, it hurts to like see them in pain and like that you don't know why and you can't, nothing you're doing is helping. But yeah, like, mm-hmm. like taking a step back and taking yourself out of it is so important. And having that humility where it's like, this could have nothing to do with me and probably has nothing to do with me. And like giving them that space to heal themselves and being there for them, like just as support. But like, it's definitely easier said than done. Cause like, you know, it does a lot to your ego. Like my feelings be hurt. You know what I mean? Like, damn, you don't even want to talk to me. Like that nagging thought in the back of your head that it's somehow your fault that they're mad at you. I'm exposing myself, right. But yeah, no, I'm just talking. This is how I interpret it.
Yeah, I think it's how a lot of people, that's how a lot of people's minds will work when it comes to situations like that. And the reason why I want to include a question about like consent and stuff like that is because of all of the, what we read before, what I was talking about before with white supremacist ideals, encouraging inequality and like sort of like this sort of combative state when it comes to sexual relationships between men and women especially. But, you know, those bleed into all types of relationships, you know, because a lot of relationships try to like subscribe to these traditional male-female roles, right? So you don't want to ever make your partner feel guilty about not wanting to have sex with you or like feel unsafe in their decision to yep. like not want to have sex with you. So that's why we chose, of course, B is the four. That's the ghetto as fuck answer. That affirm them, invite them to open up if they want to. You know, if they want to do it later on, that's cool. If they don't, it's cool, right?
Right.
So then we had C as three because it tells them, it means you tell them it's fine and give them space, even though you're disappointed. That'll probably be like most people's answer because you're going to feel maybe a little hurt or a little rejected, especially on Valentine's Day. So we understand that, but it's even better to go take that extra step and just give them that space to open up if they need to rather than just like leaving the room mm-hmm. and going to retreat. Of course, keep asking them throughout the night. And demand they explain what's wrong. This is a little combative. It's going to make them feel uncomfortable, not very safe in the decision to mm-hmm. not do it that night. And then, of course, breaking them for ruin Valentine's Day is the worst because now you're guilt tripping. And then that could lead to them doing something they don't want to do because they don't want to make you want to feel like they ruined Valentine's Day.
And now you done coerced them.
Yeah, so that's the worst answer.
Which is sexual assault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Consent is really important. Respecting your partner's boundaries is really important. Respecting your partner's mental health is really important. So that's what we were kind of trying to touch on in this question. So, yep, that's it.
That's it. 15 questions for the Absolute Ghetto Valentine's Day quiz special. Thanks for staying with us if you did. And yeah, we just wanted to do something kind of fun for Valentine's Day. Give couples who may listen to us a space to do something fun with their partner. And because we're thinking about like when we come up with ideas, we're thinking, oh, should we do a gift guide? Should we do an activity guide? And we're like, oh, you know what? We could create an activity.
Yep.
And this is it. So yeah, we created a little activity for you guys and we hope that you enjoyed it. Then we probably should have said this at the beginning, but like you can take this if you're single, like
right
you can take it and just like give hypothetical questions too. So we're gonna have this posted on our social medias, of course, and we're gonna have it available for you guys on our website probably too. So make sure you share this with your friends, encourage them to check out our podcast and take this quiz and see what they get. We'd really appreciate it. That would be really fun and a great Valentine's Day present for us. So yeah, please share this quiz with any couples you know. That'd be awesome.
Yes. And so,
especially black ones.
Yes, that part. Very important. But yeah.
So we hope that you got ghetto as fuck. If you didn't, then you know, just a little work to do. But we're here with you along the way. And the best way to continue becoming ghetto as fuck is to keep listening to our podcast.
Right. And we got some content coming because it's Black History Month. We got some more content going. We're going to be back in our research bag. You know, we scholars over here. But yeah, I think it's time to do our Absolutely Ghetto Org of the Week. The Absolute Ghetto Org of the Week is the Black Mental Health Alliance. So the mission of the Black Mental Health Alliance is to develop, promote, and sponsor trusted, culturally relevant education forums, trainings, and referral services that support the health and well-being of Black people and vulnerable communities. They envision the creation of an equitable, respectful, and compassionate society. The development of Black communities in which optimal mental health enables children, youth, adults, and families to strive for and embrace their best life is the ultimate goal. So we encourage you to check out the Black Mental Health Alliance. We will attach their information in the show notes. And their website, if you wanted to check it out, is blackmentalhealth.com. Yeah, so shout out to the Black Mental Health Alliance.
And make sure, if you didn't get ghetto as fuck, you check out the show notes, because we have some links down there where you can read about white supremacy in relationships, how racism affects relationships, and things like that. And maybe you can get a little better about supporting your partner, or if you don't have a partner at the moment, just improving yourself and just being and being ready to improve the relationships in your life and eventually with a partner, if you get one. That sounded shady. I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, all right. I think we're gonna go ahead and end it. We out. Stay ghetto.
Stay ghetto, everyone. Bye.
Bye. This is